In the music industry, a lot of pop musicians who release a single after April 1st do so with the hope that their single will be the song of the summer. Now, that's not necessarily the number one selling chart-topping hit, but the song of the summer is the tune that seems to be everywhere when the weather's hot. It flows out of car windows and leaks out of earbuds. It's on the radio when the teenagers wash your car at the gas station. This year, Nelly Furtado and Shakira have both made good runs at having the song of the summer, but Youth Radio's Anya Howell would like to nominate another hit, Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Every few years, a song comes along that mixes genres and influences so well that everyone from young club hoppers to the square soccer moms will crank it up a notch. In 2003, it was Outkast's Hey Ya. This summer, that hit is Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. Crazy fills a void for music listeners by deviating from the same old stale pop formula. It has the heart-wrenching vocals of soul, the kicks of hip-hop, and the upbeat strings and guitar samples of a movie score. Because of all these influences, Crazy is getting airplay almost all over the radio dial, making it the most inescapable jam this season. The song's sound is so unique that my friend Pendarvis Harshaw can't quite wrap his mind around it.
Alternative, though, that's the word. Kind of out there, real extreme leftist. It sounds like the music video would be on some field of tall grass. A whole bunch of flowers kind of falling back into it.
Actually, the video features singing ink blots. You know, the kind they show you at the psychiatrist's office to find out if you're bonkers. Karime Blanco says the song makes her feel a little less loony.
Yeah, people do call me crazy. The part that I like the most is when they say, it's not that I know too little, it's that I know too much. And I mean, when I heard it, I was like, oh snaps, I could listen to this.
Like Karime, I could definitely relate to being labeled eccentric by my friends and coworkers. But the majority of those people consider me to be pretty musically talented too. For artists, the two often go hand in hand, like Nirvana's Kurt Cobain or Outkast's Andre 3000. The same creativity that makes good music can also be the reason people label you insane. My roommate Kareem Chadley doesn't see himself as a mad musician, but I still hear him singing in the shower.
Who do you, who do you, who do you, who do you think you are? Dun, 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 dun. You know what I'm saying? And that was it. Click, like, ding, ah, oh, that's a crazy mojo right there.
And there's no coincidence I've come.
A lot of industry insiders seem to think it's career suicide for musicians to step out of a specific genre. But with the Gnarls Barkley single spinning on all kinds of radio stations, the prospect of taking a chance and producing outside the box doesn't seem quite so crazy anymore.
Anya Howell with his nomination for Song of the Summer. It's Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. This piece was produced by Youth Radio.
Come on now.
Who do you, who do you, who do you, who do you think you are? Dun, 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 dun.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.